Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thank you for being part of my day. Barbara Weltman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is an attorney. She's also a nationally recognized expert in taxation for small business. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, she is the expert on taxation for small business. She's the author of a number of books. I don't know how many, two or three dozen at least, including 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2007. I guess that's the brand new book, and she's our good friend. And that, by the way, that's J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2007. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back with us. And
great,
as always, we got an important tax date coming up in a couple of days, don't we?
Yeah, this is an important date for calendar year corporations because it's on March 15th. It's the due date for the 2006 income tax return for corporations, mm-hmm. whether you're a C corporation or an S.
Or an S, but not an LLC. LLCs their schedule falls with the individuals, right?
That's correct. That's not going to be till next month.
LLCs and partnerships, but S-Corps and C-Corps are coming up on the 15th, and so they either need to file their return or file an extension, right?
That's right. You can get an automatic six-month filing extension just for asking.
And is that, Nick, can we do all that online?
Yeah, you can basically do everything online. And, in fact, you know, this year, large corporations, meaning those with more than $10 million of assets and meeting certain other requirements, must file their taxes online.
Why are they saying that to large corporations and not small corporations?
Well, it's still voluntary for other taxpayers. Obviously, they want to encourage everybody to file online.
Mm-hmm.
But they're requiring large corporations to do this because it's just easier for them to process.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. And so all we got to do is go to IRS.gov and then find the extension. Is there a place on that website to find the extension if we need to do that?
Yeah, you're going to be looking. Individuals will be looking for form 40. I'll get the number in a minute.
But
corporations are going to use Form 7004.
When we go to IRS.gov, though, do we type that form in to the search engine?
You could do that, or just go to this. There's a section on forms and publications,
right.
And then it's just listed by number.
And then, so you find that form, and then do you print that out and mail it in, or can you do it online?
You can do it in a variety of ways. It depends if you're going to be making a payment with your extension, how you're going to want to do it, but there are a variety of ways to handle it.
Well, the good thing about the electronic is that you can, you know, in the old days, as you certainly remember, you had to go down to the IRS office and get a form, and if they didn't have one, you had to, maybe your accountant had one, but it was kind of a hustle and a hassle, you know, the last couple of days to find all that stuff. Now it's right there online.
Well, this is true. It's easy to get.
There's no excuse for not getting it done. And Barbara, what do you think about the idea of one of my other folks who we have on the show, who talks about taxes, is actually a CPA. He says that even if his tax return were ready, he wouldn't file it right now. He'd go ahead and file an extension and put the filing off a little bit. He says he actually thinks that there's a better percentage of he just thinks it's not a good idea to be right on time with that. What do you think about that?
Well, I've heard this before, that there's a belief that if you file later, not late, but if you file towards the you know, just before the extended due date.
Like August or something.
No, you have until October 15th.
Oh, that's right, October.
Mm-hmm. So if you file for an individual, so if you file, you know, like at the beginning of October, for example, it reduces the chances that your return will be selected for audit. I have not seen any statistics to confirm this, so this is just a belief. But certainly you're allowed to do it. There's nothing preventing you. Because don't forget, obtaining a filing extension does not give you more time to pay your taxes.
Right.
Taxes are still due on the due date of the return.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't pay your taxes that are due, and whatever you wind up paying, whatever you haven't paid, you're going to pay it. It's not penalty, right, but interest?
Well, yeah, it's a penalty, which is just like an interest that you're going to wind up paying. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. And so that's IRS.gov. Look for the forms. And forms and bulletin section or something like that? Is that what it is?
It's in the forms and publications.
And publications section. And find your extension for corporations or for individuals. And check that out, folks. Don't forget the 15th of March is the date that you got to do. You either have to file or file an extension, file the return or the extension, and certainly pay any taxes that are due. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She and I will be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for checking out my site, by the way, and that site's almost 10 years old, and it's been up there for a long time just for you. No barrier to entry, whatever you need. If we have it, you can get it, and we think it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the things you'll find there is a long history, a long list of contributions that Barbara Weltman has made to all the things that we do as a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Now in our 10th year together, Barbara, you and I.
It's just so unbelievable.
I know. And it's like a dream come true for you too, isn't it, Barbara?
Absolutely.
Well, we've had fun, haven't we?
We sure have.
Yeah, we've had some fun. I think we've done some good things too, don't you?
Well, you know, taxes are always changing.
Well,
so
but you know, you're
dull.
you're such a renaissance woman, though, Barbara. You cover the waterfront for small business too. You're a small business expert. You also are an eBay expert. I mean, you've got an eBay book out, and you help people with so many different areas. And that's one of the reasons why I admire you so much for all the things that you do for small business. Give us your website too, please.
It's barbaraweltman.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you find a new idea every day, and you can sign up for a free online newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business.
All right, so check that out when you get a chance, and it's a good one too, by the way, folks. Barbara, what are some other things? By the way, folks, I want to come back, Barbara, to this tax paying issue when you're filing an extension. As you pointed out, they have to file. If you owe taxes, if your tax return isn't done, you still need to estimate what you think you're going to owe, if anything, right?
That is correct.
And pay that amount, and then if it winds up being less than what you paid less than what you thought you were going to pay, then when you know what that is, you pay that plus whatever the penalty is, right?
That is correct.
On that extra amount.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm.
The extra amount. So
yeah,
so
you
folks,
pay as much as you possibly can. I mean, you still get the extension even if you don't pay, but you obviously want to pay to minimize any of the interest costs.
And that part, that little scenario is virtually the same thing for individuals, isn't it?
It's identical.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else do we need to know about corporations? Are there any other issues for corporations on this March 15th deadline?
Just understand that the refund of the telephone excise tax on long distance service for S corporations, it's the corporation that's getting the refund. This is not something that gets passed through to the owners. So it's a one.
Well, how much is
thing.
That? $40, $50?
Well, that's for individuals, but businesses can take their actual tax payments as a refund amount, or mm-hmm. they can use a simplified formula based on just two phone bills, the April 2006 and September 2006.
How much could
bills.
That be for most corporations, though? For most of those corporations?
Well, large corporations, you know, it's thousands and thousands of dollars, but for smaller businesses, it's probably just, you know, it's not going to be a significant amount.
A couple $100? I mean, what have you seen?
Could be
a few
hundred dollars. It depends.
Okay.
It depends on how intensive you use that kind of, you use long-distance service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Well, I just think you just need to go through and see all the new things for 2006 returns. For example, if you own a commercial building, you may be entitled to a deduction if the building meets certain energy standards. So you have to know about that and just look
mm-hmm.
through it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the breaks that had expired at the end of 2006 were extended through at least through 2007. For example, the credits for hiring certain disadvantaged workers, the research credit, the opportunity to amortize over 15 years leasehold and restaurant improvements. So you want to see all the new things that apply for 2006. And, of course, don't forget, if you fall into this category, to be sure to have your retirement plan funded.
Mm-hmm. You got to do that before March 15th.
Well, you want if as long as the plan has been set up, you have until the extended due date.
Okay.
So if you don't have the money now to actually put the money into the, you set up your, let's say, 401k or profit sharing by the end of 2006, but you still don't have the cash to put in, you can, if you want, get a filing extension, and then you'll have that much more time to put the money
which
in.
Which is not like an IRA or an HSA for individuals. Those have to be funded by April 15th, don't they?
April 17th. This year is the drop dead date. You can't.
Right.
There's no. Even if you get a filing extension, it doesn't give you more time to put money into those accounts.
Right, and that's for the health savings accounts and the IRA. Of course, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I think it's important, Barbara. Since, as you know, many small business owners have both of what we're talking about.
Absolutely,
it's important, I think, to help them differentiate between those two and how that works, because it is interesting that some things run with the extension and some things don't run with the extension.
That is correct.
You'd think they'd make them all the same, so we wouldn't have to keep up with this, wouldn't you?
That's right. And some things end, at the end of the year, and it doesn't matter. So.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Exactly. Some things, if you haven't done it by December 31st, then you know it's over for that too. Okay, Barb, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, Barbara's going to give us some more good information on what you and I need to do, maybe even a little 2007 tax planning information. That's coming up right after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2007. She and I will be right back. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. Too much confusion.
The late great Godfather of Soul.
But the new breed.
One of a kind, ladies and gentlemen.
Ain't no drag.
James Brown.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Rest his soul. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Barbara Weltman. We're talking about this most exciting of all topics, right, Barbara, our taxes. Everybody loves to talk about taxes, don't they? It's such a sexy topic.
Well, and I like it.
I know you do. Well, I do too, but you and I like it because we don't have a life, Barbara. That's the reason we like it, right?
No, because I like it because I always tell people taxes are the difference between what you make and what you keep.
That's exactly right. And if you're paying taxes, that means you must be doing something right, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
What are some other things that we need to know? What about, you got any 2007 tax tips for us?
Well, one thing I wanted to just point out, just give a heads up to people, is if you get a letter in the mailbox any day now from the IRS, don't panic. It might not have anything to do with your taxes. The Small Business Self-Employed Division of the IRS has sent out a survey. And they're sending out two letters to notify people. One is going to be from the from Small Business Self-Employed Commissioner Kathy Petronchek, encouraging people to participate. And the other is from Pacific Market Research, which is the company doing the survey. And participation is voluntary. Responses are anonymous. You don't have to give your employer identification number or social security number or any personal information, and they're just encouraging participation. I think they want to figure out how to do things better.
Well, so don't be concerned about it. Don't think it's any kind of a scam or any kind of spam or anything like that.
Well, that's why they're sending out two personal letters.
And this is in the mail, right?
In the mail.
Yeah.
And you get two letters before you ever see the survey.
Okay. All right. So it's okay, folks. It's legit. So fill it out, but you don't have to dust it for fingerprints or put your name on it or anything like that, right?
Correct. It's
all right.
Anonymous.
So take the survey and help them out, folks. What else, Barb?
Well, I think you mentioned for 2007, and I think the big thing on the horizon for 2007 is the fact that the domestic production activities deduction goes to 6%. It's 3% for 2006, so it doubled to 6%.
Now tell us how that works.
And this is a dynamite write-off because it's a no-cost deduction. You don't have to spend any money to get the write-off. You know, you buy supplies, you paid for the supplies, then you get to write it off. You don't have to spend anything to get it. You just get it if you're entitled to it, meaning that you have to build, make, extract, grow things in the U.S.
If you have any kind of manufacturing, and the manufacturing definition is pretty broad, isn't it?
It's extremely broad, and it's not limited to
manufacturing. I think I'm considered a manufacturer. Or it's not?
No, it could be for farmers and miners and
right.
You know, you just have to sort of be building something here.
Right. Well, so see, we do that. We build stuff here, but it's not typical. It's not like a typical business. But I think we even qualify for that here.
Well, you'll have to check it out. And the reason why I advise people to discuss this with their tax advisors is because it's limited to 50% of your W-2 payroll. Mm. So it may impact how you do things, and you want to find up front whether you need to rearrange things to maximize this great write-off.
So the write-off for 06 was 3%, but for 07 it's going to be 6%.
Correct.
And that may, and in your tax planning, it may affect the way you make business decisions based on that. That's pretty cool. So what is the percentage applied against?
It's applied basically, you know, it's pretty specific, but basically it's from your net revenue, meaning that
so if you sell $1 million a year in sales, then you're going to get $6,000.
No, you're going to reduce it by certain expenses related to those sales.
Right. Okay. All right. So it sounds like you might need a little help with this, folks. But be sure to realize that you have that available. And don't you think most CPAs know about this?
CPAs absolutely do know about it, but it really is complex. And as I said, as you had phrased it, you may be able to arrange your business activities in such a way as to increase this great write-off.
By the way you spend your money. Yeah.
By the way you spend your money. In other words, maybe putting somebody on the payroll instead of using an independent contractor.
Exactly.
You have to sort of crunch the numbers and see whether it makes sense for you.
So, you got to know all this stuff if you're going to be a serious small business manager. Barbara, give us your website one more time, please.
Sure. It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Barbara, as always, great job today. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's our good friend. She is the best. Thanks, Barbara. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.